In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here to cut through all the noise and really focus on the vital insights from the world of AI. And just before we jump in, this is a new Deep Dive from the podcast AI Unraveled. It's created and produced by Etienne Newman. He's a senior engineer up in Canada and a passionate soccer dad, too. Please do make sure you like and subscribe on Apple Podcasts so you don't miss any of our future Deep Dives. Okay, so today our mission really is to distill the most important nuggets of knowledge from, well, what's been a totally whirlwind week in AI. We're pulling from the latest AI weekly news rundown that's covering July 5th to July 12th, 2025, and also some key bits from a recent report called AI Unleashed: Industry Shifts and Breakthroughs. And the big question we're tackling for you is, how has the world of AI actually shifted in just one week? I mean, what breakthroughs are fundamentally changing the game right now? And, you know, what new challenges are popping up at, like, lightning speed?
It really is remarkable, isn't it? The pace sometimes feels like it's accelerating almost hour by hour.
Yeah.
So what we really want to do in this deep dive isn't just, you know, list off what happened. We want to give you the context.
Yeah.
Connect the dots so you really understand why it matters and maybe what the ripple effects could be down the line.
Exactly. We'll be digging into, well, everything from these really high-stakes talent wars and big corporate moves that are shaking up the AI space to the emergence of some seriously powerful new AI models coming from different players all over the globe. We'll also uncover some pretty surprising real-world uses of AI. Think high fashion, even deep-sea searches. And crucially, we're going to delve into those intensifying debates, the challenges around AI safety, regulation, plus the just sheer scale of the infrastructure advancements that make all this possible.
Okay, let's unpack this incredible week in AI. Right, first up, the AI talent wars. Because, wow, they are more intense than ever. We saw a really huge development this week. You know that rumored $3 billion deal for OpenAI to acquire the AI coding startup Windsurf?
Yeah, I saw that.
Well, it fell apart. And then, almost immediately, Google made this incredibly swift move. They poached Windsurf AI CEO Varun Mohan, plus several key team members, bringing them into DeepMind. That's pretty aggressive.
It is aggressive. And that speed is a critical detail. Apparently, the OpenAI deal failed because of conflicts over Microsoft's IP rights, which, you know, just highlights how incredibly complex these big acquisitions get, especially when giants like Microsoft are woven into the fabric of these startups. Mm-hmm. And for Google, grabbing Mohan and his team specifically for agentic coding features, mm-hmm. that's not just talent acquisition. It's a strategic acceleration into autonomous AI agents. Agentic coding, you know, where AI can basically plan, execute, and adapt its own code, that's seen as foundational for truly intelligent systems. Mm. So Google's move here, it really shows a clear intent to push Gemini way beyond just conversation into more independent problem-solving territory.
That's a fascinating angle. Agentic coding.
Okay.
And it wasn't the only big talent move this week, was it? Apple's head of AI, Ruimin Lampeng, made a pretty significant jump over to Meta, reportedly for a multi-million dollar package. That's got a sting for Apple. Big win for Meta, though.
Oh, absolutely. Looking at the bigger picture, Meta is clearly just vacuuming up talent for its superintelligence lab. Their goal seems to be owning that next-gen AI operating system for consumer devices. They're playing the long game. Mm-hmm. And then you see OpenAI's response to all this intense recruitment pressure, offering a staggering $4.4 billion in stock compensation.
Wow.
Yeah, just to retain and attract elite talent. That's, what, over 100% of their annual revenue. This isn't just like a bidding war anymore. It's basically an AI arms race where the human experts are becoming just as critical as the silicon they run on.
It is truly mind-boggling. $4.4 billion, just the investment in human capital. And speaking of corporate shifts, Microsoft dropped some news too. They revealed they saved $500 million.
$500 million.
Yeah, through automation and AI productivity gains. This was after those major staff cuts, remember? 9,000 employees. Wall Street obviously liked it, but it undeniably highlights AI's profound impact on, you know, white-collar jobs.
That's a really critical point. It's not just about efficiency anymore, is it? It's a fundamental shift in how work actually gets done. I mean,
right.
Look at Google again. AI is now apparently writing roughly 50% of their new code.
50%?
Yeah. Now, human engineers are still reviewing everything, obviously, but their core task is shifting dramatically. Less writing, more refining. But interestingly, it's not universally positive. There was a surprising METR study this week. It found that experienced developers who were using AI coding tools actually took 19% longer on tasks.
Longer? Really?
Yeah, even though they felt more productive. So it really forces us to question the nuances here, you know, the perception of AI productivity versus the actual reality.
That is a powerful point. Perception versus reality. Okay, let's shift gears a bit. Let's talk about new models, because there were some pretty significant releases. From China, after DeepSeek, now Kimi K2 is making waves. Moonshot AI released this one. It's open source, uses that mixture of experts architecture, and it's directly targeting the likes of Claude and Gemini, apparently even beating GPT 4.1 on some coding and math benchmarks.
Right. And a key innovation there is something called their Muon Clip Optimizer. You can sort of think of it as a specialized training accelerator. It tackles two massive hurdles in LLM development, unstable training runs, and the immense computational cost. This isn't just a small step. It's potentially a technical breakthrough that could, you know, democratize access to building these really advanced models. And their strategy, pairing the open release with a low-cost API that seems designed to put pressure on rivals' pricing and build up a wide user base fast.
That does sound like a shrewd strategic move. Okay. Meanwhile, Elon Musk's XAI dropped Grok 4.
Yes, Grok.
Claiming state-of-the-art performance, naturally. But it comes with a pretty hefty price tag, $300 a month for the premium plan, clearly aiming for power users, enterprises. They're touting improved reasoning, vision capabilities, and a longer context length.
Yeah, looking at the broader picture, XAI's whole strategy with Grok 4, the aggressive pricing, the bold claims that suggest a calculated play, maybe less about immediate market dominance, more about disruption, and cementing its position as, well, a controversial but definitely high-profile player at the bleeding edge. It's also worth noting Grok 4 apparently consults Musk's own posts on sensitive topics.
Interesting.
And XAI even had to delete some inappropriate Grok posts recently. So it highlights those ongoing challenges around content moderation and potential bias. It seems like Grok 3 had some technical and maybe ethical setbacks, which probably prompted this quick release of Grok 4. They iterate fast.
The pace is just incredible. Okay, switching to the medical field for a sec. Google launched MetaLM 2. And this one is apparently outperforming existing models in diagnostics, medical Q&A, even on rare diseases it hasn't seen before. That feels like a huge leap for healthcare diagnostics.
Absolutely huge. And then sort of at the other end of the size spectrum, Hugging Face released SmolM3. Small as in S-M-O-L.
Okay. SmolM3.
Yeah. And it's significant because it packs really powerful multilingual capabilities and long context reasoning into a highly efficient, like 3 billion parameter model. For context, many of the leading models are hundreds of billions of parameters.
Right, massive difference.
So this miniaturization means powerful AI could soon run effectively on much smaller devices. Think phones, maybe even wearables, broadening global language support, enabling AI just about everywhere.
It's fascinating seeing these smaller yet incredibly capable models emerge. That's really cool. And speaking of new features, apparently ChatGPT is testing something mysterious called Study Together.
Study Together.
Yeah, the idea seems to be an interactive study companion. So OpenAI is clearly pushing into like collaborative learning tools now. But AI isn't just chatbots and code anymore, is it? It's popping up in some really surprising places. Samsung is apparently exploring AI-powered smart earrings and necklaces.
Earrings?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Imagine, like, discreet, fashionable tech that monitors your health, gives you hands-free notifications.
Okay, that represents a real shift, doesn't it? Towards more natural kind of ambient interaction with AI, moving beyond just staring at a phone screen. It's compelling how companies are thinking about totally new form factors, ways to seamlessly weave this tech into daily life. And speaking of hardware, OpenAI acquired Joni Ive's design firm, Lovefrom.
Ah, the Apple design guru.
Exactly. To design its first AI-native hardware, that move pretty much solidifies OpenAI's ambitions to be a consumer product company, not just software.
This is a huge move, connecting cutting-edge AI with truly iconic design. Wow. And in more unique applications, AI is actually joining the search for fishermen who were lost decades ago.
How did that work?
Oceanographers are using AI to reconstruct historical weather patterns, tide data, sonar information, trying to piece together what happened, offering, you know, maybe some hope for closure in these really old maritime tragedies.
That's a really powerful example of AI's humanitarian potential. Mm. Really moving. And similarly, over in biotech, scientists introduced something called ACE, Yeah, AICE. It's an AI-informed method that massively accelerates protein engineering, basically speeding up drug discovery and the development of new biotech tools. It could lead to faster, cheaper, more accessible protein design. Big leap there.
Incredible potential. And then some applications are just, well, fun. Google Gemini can now turn your photos into little videos, animating still photos with motion, transitions, even adding dynamic audio.
Oh, cool.
And Hugging Face has a Seinfeld robot now. Apparently for quirky, self-aware interactions, I can almost hear it complaining about the network neutrality of its own existence or something.
Huh. A Seinfeld robot. Only in AI. And Moon Valley also debuted its AI video generation platform, aimed specifically at indie filmmakers. More creative tools.
But okay, with all this incredibly rapid advancement, those challenges and debates around safety, ethics, regulation, they're definitely heating up too. YouTube, for instance, is cracking down on AI-generated videos, mainly in response to rising misinformation concerns. They're preparing new policies, new enforcement tools.
Yeah, that means creators using generative AI will likely need to clearly label their content. And the platforms themselves are bracing for a wave of, well, compliance complexity.
Yeah.
And speaking of regulation, looking at the bigger picture, the EU firmly rejected those calls from big tech, Apple, Google, Meta to postpone implementing its AI Act.
They held firm.
They did. Compliance starts August 2025 for general purpose models. So that sends a pretty strong signal. Regulations are coming, mandatory, despite industry pushback. It really sets a global precedent.
That is a strong stance from the EU. Wow. We also saw a pretty significant security lapse this week, McDonald's AI hiring tool.
Oh, I heard about this.
It exposed data for 64 million applicants because of a default 123456 password.
Oh, my God. Seriously, 123456.
Yeah. Just a stark reminder of fundamental security risks, even with sophisticated AI tools.
Yeah.
Basic security hygiene still matters.
Unbelievable. And then at Wimbledon, remember, the new AI line calling system, it got accidentally shut off midpoint.
Right. Caused a whole replay situation.
Exactly. And it reignited all those debates about whether AI should fully replace human judgment in sports, especially where tradition is so important. These incidents, they really highlight the very real risks of technical glitches, procedural errors when AI is used in these critical real-time applications. And then there's the curious case of cats.
Cats. What about cats?
New research found that LLMs actually struggle to differentiate feline idioms, sarcasm, cultural context.
Yeah.
They often misclassify cat references.
Mm. So AI doesn't get cat memes.
Apparently not always. It reveals limitations in semantic generalization, even for these advanced models, when dealing with playful, ambiguous language.
Yeah.
We even saw a report, quite concerning, of an AI imposter posing as Senator Rubio to contact a fish wolf.
Oh, wait. Posing as a senator?
Yeah, yeah. Which obviously escalates threats to national security, to trust. It just underscores how urgent these conversations about safety and verification really are.
That's deeply concerning. A whole other level of threat. Okay, finally, let's touch on infrastructure. Because none of this happens without massive computing power and connectivity. Japan set a new world record for data transmission speed. 1.02 petabits per second.
Petabits.
Yeah. Sending data over 1,800 kilometers through this special 19-core optical fiber cable.
What's really significant there, though, isn't just the speed. It's that this experimental cable has the same thickness as standard ones, which means these incredible speeds might be possible without having to rip out and replace all our current cable infrastructure. That's crucial for enabling the future scale AI is going to demand. And, you know, underpinning all these developments, NVIDIA just became the first company ever to reach a $4 trillion market cap.
$4 trillion,
making it the world's most valuable company, all thanks to its dominance in supplying the AI chips and infrastructure that powers everything we've been talking about.
Incredible. Just seeing the sheer scale of the hardware underlying this revolution. Wow. Okay, what a whirlwind of information just from one week. I mean, from those huge corporate shifts, Google poaching Windsurf AI's CEO after the OpenAI deal failed over Microsoft IP, Apple's head of AI jumping to Meta, that accelerating talent war, with OpenAI throwing down, what was it, $4.4 billion in stock comp, just to keep, it really is a battleground out there.
Absolutely.
And we covered some truly impressive new AI models too. China's Kimi K2 really challenging the big players like Claude and Gemini with that mixture of expert setup and the Muenclip optimizer. Then there's XAI's Grok 4 with its big claims, vision, and that hefty 300-month price tag. Google's Meta LLM 2 2 showing real promise in medical diagnostics, and Hugging Face's Small M3 proving powerful AI can come in small packages, great for multilingual tasks and long context.
Yeah, and ultimately, I think what this week really highlights is not just the sheer speed of innovation, which is dizzying, but how deeply AI is starting to embed itself into, well, pretty much every aspect of our lives. Economically, you see it clearly. Microsoft saving that $500 million through automation after layoffs. Google having AI write half its new code, shifting how engineers work. But then you have that surprising METR study. Finding AI coding can sometimes actually slow down experienced developers, even if they feel more productive. It's definitely a nuanced picture, isn't it?
Very nuanced.
And we also touched on those critical societal conversations that are ramping up. YouTube cracking down on AI misinformation. The EU standing firm on the AI Act timeline compliance starts August 2025 for those big general purpose models. No delays. That little hiccup at Wimbledon with the AI line calling system. And even the quirky research showing how cats are apparently confusing our most advanced language models.
Right. And we can't forget the groundbreaking applications and the infrastructure enabling it all. Samsung exploring those AI smart earrings and necklaces. OpenAI teaming up with Jony AI for AI hardware. And Japan hitting that insane 1.02 petabits per second internet speed record with that special 19-core fiber optic cable. Plus, seeing AI's potential for good, like helping in the search for those lost fishermen or accelerating drug discovery with AI-informed protein engineering and biotech, it's just everywhere.
So, you know, if we try to connect all this to the bigger picture, what really stands out isn't just the speed of innovation, it's how deeply AI is weaving itself into the fabric of our lives, how we work, how we learn, even how we tackle global challenges. And this really raises an important question, I think, for all of us. How do we move beyond just being informed consumers of this technology? How do we become active participants in actually shaping this future?
And that's exactly why understanding these deep dives, like the one we just did, is so incredibly crucial. If today's discussion has sparked your interest, maybe made you think about diving deeper yourself, or even starting to build with AI, then I highly recommend checking out the resources from Etienne Newman. Remember, he's the creator and producer of AI Unraveled. He offers some really comprehensive AI certification study guides. We're talking ebooks and audiobooks covering things like the Azure AI Engineer Associate, the Google Cloud Generative AI Leader Certification, AWS Certified AI Practitioner Study Guide, Azure AI Fundamentals, and the Google Machine Learning Certification too. Great stuff if you want to boost your career and get certified. You can find all those materials over at djamgettech.com. That's djamgettech.com. And while you're there, also check out his AI Unraveled Builders Toolkit. It's packed with AI tutorials, PDFs, audio, video formats, plus certification guides, all designed to help you actually start building with AI today. Seriously helpful stuff. And all the links for everything are right there in our show notes, nice and easy. Okay, thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into the ever-evolving world of AI. We really encourage you to continue your learning journey, keep exploring all the incredible possibilities out there. Until our next deep dive, stay curious.